No, I think it's pretty well covered, what you said. In fact, it was a reminder to me because there's a few things left that I need to do on that end. And I do have things pretty figured out as to what I would grab, but I do not have our the things that we own very well documented. So I was like, I gotta do that. So good reminder.
Copy that. Yeah, I think a lot of us have a lot of that stuff together, but I think this is a good reminder of things. Oh, yeah, I got to check that, or oh, I forgot to do that, or whatever. Well, thank you for sharing that, Hope, and thanks for checking in for your young ladies. And we appreciate your sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRMY 378 Robin, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRMY 378 Robin, I copy you loud and clear.
Copy that. You're also coming in loud and clear. So we covered emergency evacuations last week, and so we're kind of refreshing what we should be having ready. Is there any suggestions or questions that you might have, Robin?
I just want to add that with the veterinary contact information for our pets and things of that nature, you want to bring, if you have a tag that for a pet that has a chip, you need to bring that with you as well, because sometimes the thing that's on their collar gets a little bit scratched up, right? I know that with the piece of paper that I got for my dog's chip, it's very, very big. So I would, with the contact information on all that, so, and her chip or her tag is a little bit scratched, so we probably would want to have a good copy of the information piece of paper. That's what I got to put in.
Copy that. Well, that makes total sense. And you figure dogs are scared as we are, and they sense things that we don't, so they might be a little upset ahead of something happening. So that's a really good idea. Is there anything else, Robin?
Oh, I'm good with everything else. I was wondering, I didn't even pay attention to any kind of stuff that my dog would have done when this earthquake in Russia happened, but I don't know if we would have felt it anyway. So I'm good. This is WRMY 378, Robin, monitoring.
Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check. This time I'd like to check in for WRKP 7101. She was unable to participate this evening. 359, moving to the next radio check. WRJS 656 Sylvia, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is WRJX 359 Karen. Do you copy?
WRJS 656. I copy, but there's a lot of static tonight.
Copy that. Yeah, the wind is blowing. It looks like there's a storm moving in. There's that possibility. So you are a little scratchy, but we can hear you. So we've been talking about things to have in your grab-and-go binder and your pet kit. Is there anything that you'd like to add or questions you might have, Sylvia?
The pet kit, make sure you have a good pair of scissors in case you need to clip something out of their hair. Or if your hair grows, you might need to shorten your bangs.
Copy that. That makes total sense to me. I guess I hadn't really thought about that as well. Well, thank you, Sylvia. Is there anything else?
No, not tonight. Thank you, Karen.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Sylvia. We appreciate you sharing and participating in this radio check, and we welcome you back again next week. 359, moving to the next radio check.
This is monitoring.
WQZA 709 Carol, radio check for Patriot Ladies. This is 359 Karen. Do you copy?